Let me ask you this question. What makes a great hotel? Sure, a five-star rating helps. You presume you're going to find great bedding, plush towers, soap larger than a quarter. But even a two-, three-, or four-star hotel can be great if it covers the basics and then adds just one more component, an emotional connection with guests. How does that happen? Well, let's ask my next guest. His name is Carline Gallo. He's president of Gallo Communications Group. He's an author, works with leading brands as a communications advisor, and is an instructor at Harvard's Graduate School of Design. Carline, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Well, thank you, and thanks for inviting me to America's number one travel radio show.
They made you say that. They made you say that. Now, tell me what you mean when you suggest that businesses, especially consumer-facing businesses like hotels or motels, what do you mean when you say they ought to make an emotional connection with their customers?
Well, I started researching a book about most of my books. All nine of my books are on communication skills. But my last book was really focused on those business professionals who are already very good at what they do. What made them stand out? What makes the extraordinary different from the average or the ordinary? And I started by looking into hotels and resorts because those are very easily ranked by stars. And only fewer than 1% are ranked five stars, and even fewer, maybe half of 1%, are ranked five stars by AAA and Forbes together. And I visited some of these hotels, and I talked to the leaders, and they said the difference is not in what you see necessarily. It's not in the thread count. It's not in the features of the particular property, like a golf course or a spa. It's in what's called emotional resonance. That's the difference. How do employees and staff make the guest feel at the beginning of the interaction and at the end of the experience? How do they create those shareable moments? And what I learned, and I think it's very applicable to our audience, is that it doesn't just happen, Rudy, and you know this better than I. It happens because there's great leaders who understand emotional connection and understand how to train the staff and the employees to offer that emotional resonance.
But what is an emotional connection exactly?
Emotional connection are through stories, mostly done through stories. It's how they make the person feel when they enter the hotel room. I had one very short example that recently happened to me. It wasn't even in the books that I wrote. But I went to a five-star resort in Seattle, the Four Seasons Seattle, one of the few five stars in the country. And when I walked into my room, there was a tray of fruit and champagne and wine and cookies, which I thought was very nice. But they also had a sugar cookie, a nice, beautifully made sugar cookie with the cover of my latest book.
Oh, my goodness.
It's called Five Stars because I'm looking at five-star organizations. And that was such an amazing experience that what did I do? I shared it. I Instagrammed it. I put it on Twitter.
Sure.
It was shareable experiences. But what had happened is I had called a couple of days ahead just to ask some random questions. I had never been there. But they asked me questions. They were being proactive. They were anticipating. What are you doing here? Oh, you're giving a speech on this topic. Oh, well, why? What do you do? I'm an author. Here's my book. And so somebody took it upon themselves to create that memorable experience that became a good story that I now share with my audiences, and it became a shareable moment. But again, those type of experiences don't just happen. They happen because stories are shared within the organization, typically by managers and leaders who use those examples as great stories that you too can create for our guests.
You know, one of the things a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine who is a Four Seasons vice president, both on the East Coast, later on the West Coast, I asked him, what do you look for when you go into a hotel? And I'm taking a little of your time here, Carline, because we only have a few seconds left. But he said, teeth and eyes. And I said, what's teeth and eyes? He said, when I pull up, whether it's the bellman, the doorman, the first person I encounter, maybe it's the registration desk, I want to see him looking at me and smiling. And, you know, you've probably checked into hotels where people are looking down at the computer and typing away and never even meet your eyes. That's certainly a lack of emotional connection. We've got about 20 seconds left. I know you've written a piece about talking to the Ritz-Carlton. Where can folks find more information about what you do?
Well, my name is Carline Gallo. So if you just remember that good Italian name, you can go online and search Carline Gallo, G-A-L-L-O, .com. My latest book comes out in paperback now in July. Or this summer, and that's called The Five Stars. the communication secrets to get from good to great.
Carmine Gallo is president of Gallo Communications Group. We'll be right back.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.